The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, medical doctor Don Colbert prescribes joy for living in divine health.
The world will see us not just by our love, but by our joy. With this fruit of the Spirit that we have, not only will we feel better, but also we will be great witnesses to the world, because they'll say, hey, what are you doing? Are you drunk with wine? No, we're not. We're full of the joy of the Lord.
The blessings of heaven while living on earth, next on Life Today.
So much. We appreciate it. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share the time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We've been talking about heaven and health, subheading, Discover the Blessings of Heaven While Living on Earth. And one of the blessings of heaven, of course, is that we don't find ourselves overcome by disease. And the tragedy is a lot of the disease, it's kind of self-inflicted. I think really and truly it's a little bit of what America's facing right now. We've got many threats from the outside. I don't know that we ever had a greater threat from the inside, where many of our problems, you know, like the ever-increasing debt and then the class warfare and division between people, especially if you happen to have something, and you know, you kind of like the people that others don't like, but yet you want what they have. This tension is not really healthy for the country. All of the dissension is not healthy. As a matter of fact, if you get the series, and Dr. Colbert is with us here today, and by the way, you're going to get his teaching on three very important areas. We're going to talk about one of them today. Important to your health, and this doctor really knows. But he's written a book that also will be sent to you, The Seven Pillars of Health. And we've got teaching by Sheila Walsh and Robert Morris, and I promise you they'll bless you. And then a special tape by Beth Moore on affliction and what affliction can do to you. Well, Dr. Colbert is here and want to talk to you about one of the aspects of health, critically important. As a matter of fact, I'm already starting to grin because you're going to like this one, and it's really sad, but a lot of people don't experience this very important healing factor, this important element. Would you welcome Dr. Don Colbert to Life Today? Don, good to see you.
Thank you. Good seeing you.
I look at the titles of all of the various teaching in this series, and you talk about the joy prescription, overcoming stress and burnout, and what would Jesus eat? And you said you wanted to talk to us in this program about the joy prescription. And so just go ahead and tell us a little bit about why is joy important. And by the way, I'm really happy to say that I do experience joy. And you've been around us a little bit. Do you sense that we do?
Oh, I love it. I love the amount of laughter that goes on here. I mean, it's belly laughter. At dinner time, I was doubled over laughing. It was so funny. And laughter is so healing. What that most people don't realize is 75 to 90% of all visits to primary care doctors are for stress-related disorders. But the great thing about laughter, especially belly laughter, it literally cancels out the effects of stress. It shifts the body from the stress response to the relaxation response. It literally gets the body in a position to receive healing, because when people are stressed out, the whole body is stressed, the mind is stressed, the emotion's stressed, and when we're stressed, it's very difficult to heal. But when we shift to the relaxation response, when you look at the medical literature and you see the tremendous benefits that belly laughter does, you wonder why every physician doesn't prescribe belly laughter as a prescription to every one of their patients, because it literally is the best medicine with no side effects. You're not going to get a rash. You're not going to get a headache. You're not going to get diarrhea. You're not going to get any of these problems and side effects. When you look at the PDR, this is a gigantic book with thousands of drugs and medications in it. Yet with belly laughter, it literally helps correct most every disease without any side effects. Just a few simple things it does. Like I said, it shifts the body from the stress response to the relaxation response. But what it does, it raises these feel-good neurotransmitters in our brain, like serotonin, like dopamine, It's interesting that belly laughter literally helps to boost dopamine levels. You know, the greatest booster of dopamine on the planet is cocaine, and that's why these kids get addicted to cocaine. And that's because it raises dopamine, this feel-good chemical. But laughter also...
And yet they're not good.
It's terrible for you.
They feel good, but right. It's an overdose. It's overdoing it, isn't it?
Well,
to the detriment.
Exactly. Then they get hooked on it. Then they have to... It takes them to such a high, they can never reach that first high ever again. Mm. And so they're always seeking that high. But what belly laughter does, it also boosts dopamine levels and makes you feel good. It also boosts serotonin levels, the other tremendous neurotransmitter that so many women are lacking. And that's why we see so much depression, especially in women, because their serotonin levels are many times low, especially from stress. But it also, another thing it does is it helps with boosting endorphins. You've heard of the runner's high? Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a belly laughter high, because belly laughter...
I'd rather have that one than the runner's.
Because what belly laughter...
See how good we feel when we just talk about me running. Everybody gets a laugh. Well, you think I can't run? Oh, you're right. Oh, go ahead.
Well, what it does, it raises these endorphins that are natural, like morphine compounds, that literally helps control pain. It's interesting that simply belly laughter... One instance that was actually written in the New England Journal of Medicine is the premier medical journal in the U.S. showed that 10 minutes of belly laughter relieved pain for up to 2 hours. Now, that's because of its endorphin effect.
You're talking about pain that would be...
Any
working,
kind,
and
right.
then you get this.
Physical pain.
Well, you know, you keep talking about a belly laugh. Mm-hmm. And so I just got to ask you, we literally years ago, on the scripture, you know, laughter is good
right.
medicine.
Right.
Well, we just put together all the funny stuff that had happened on Life Today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when our audience comes in and they're waiting for the programming to start and our guests to come out, they're watching some of these clips. And among the clips are a clip from Tim Conway.
Oh, and love Tim
another
Conway.
One from Pastor Gunger. That I want you to see this, and then I want you to watch me and Betty. I want you to tell us if that's what you mean by belly laugh.
Okay.
Okay, just look at this.
Yes, okay.
Tell me if this is good. Tell me if this is what you're prescribing. I want to know.
Okay.
It was great working with her. We worked for about 8 years. We did kind of a Carol Burnett show type thing on the road, and worked with Harvey for 8 years. Very, very nice guy to be
with.
Was
he sharp? Was he really
very
on top
sharp?
Of, huh?
Oh, he is bright, but he cannot tie his own shoes. That's the point. No, Harvey is a little gullible. He really is. Yeah. So I had a lot of fun with him for 8 years. He believes everything I say, which is scary. He had a suitcase one time, and he had a lock on it. You know, when you get those locks, it always, the first numbers are 000. You know, that's, anybody knows that, but him. So he comes to me, and he says, we're in the hotel, and he goes, look, somebody locked my lock on my luggage here, you know, and they said, probably did it at the airport and everything, and I said, well, you know, I used to do a little bank robbing and stuff. I could take that lock off there if I wanted. He said, you can't. I said, yeah. So I put my ear up to the lock, and I looked at it. I see it's 000, so I opened it. He said, I don't believe that. That is a... So I locked it again, and I turned it. He said, well, no, just leave it open. I said, oh, no, no. No, you don't understand. If you want me to open this again, it'll be $5. So every time he opened it, he had to pay me $5. I made a living out of it.
Okay, I got to ask you. Was that a belly laugh, what I was hearing?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I prescribe.
Oh, well, did you have a belly laugh?
Absolutely, I had one.
You feel better.
I feel much better, but what I recommend for my patients is we want 10 20-second belly laughs a day. I'm telling you, it's better than any medicine I've ever prescribed, if you do that consistently on a daily basis.
All right, let me show you another. I got another prescription. Okay. Watch this. This is just a preacher talking about marriage.
Train him with positive reinforcement. Now, how do you train a man? Training a man is kind of like training a chimpanzee, all right? There's some chimp fans back here. Now, what does that mean? If the chimp does what you want, if you're a trainer, you give him a reward, all right? If he doesn't do what you want, you just don't give him a reward. You don't beat up the monkey, you freak him out, you know what I'm saying? Because then when you come around, down, you just got a freaked out ape who's running from you, okay? So the question is, how does a woman reward a man? Very simply, by appreciating the pathetic things that he does, okay? Because men love to be appreciated, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
We live for respect.
Absolutely.
We're all about it.
Absolutely.
And my wife, she trains me by this, by saying, you know, thank you, dear, I appreciate what you do, that kind of thing. You know, like I was home by myself, and I'd actually gotten trained to the point I could put away a dirty dish in a dishwasher, all right? And I went over to the dishwasher, and I opened it up, but it was full of clean dishes, and that's...
That's a moral dilemma to a man, and I'm like...
So finally it dawns on my little brain, empty the dishwasher, right? So without being asked, I empty the dishwasher, and then I stick around because I want to see what happens. And then my wife comes in, and she's la 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 la, and she goes to empty the dishwasher and goes, ah, you emptied the dishwasher. And she comes up to me and goes, you're such a good boy. See, and I eat it up. Now, by all rights, she could have went,
well, it's about stinking time.
I do this every day. You do it one time, you want a reward?
You need this in your office.
Absolutely.
Because when you're talking to your patients, you say, just watch this a minute, we're going to feel better.
Right.
This is better than sending you down to the pharmacy.
That's right.
This is it, and I want you to go home and find that and just tell them, watch Life Today. James and Betty
are
every day. All right.
Well, why wouldn't you want a prescription for laughter? I would. I prefer that much more than the medicine.
Well, a lot of people...
I don't like to take medicine.
A lot of people simply, they don't understand the benefits of laughter. It's never been explained to them. And again, so many people, I've had so many of my patients that haven't laughed for years.
Isn't that sad?
And it is sad. I see this so many times, especially in my chronic fatigue patients. I see it in my fibromyalgia patients. I see it in my patients with chronic cancer. They lose hope. They lose their joy. They lose their peace. They lose their strength because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so what I like to tell people, one of the best ways to enter into the joy and His joy is to practice gratitude. And it's interesting, the Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not for all things, but in the situation, in the circumstance, you know, give thanks. Now, what's interesting is joy research has shown that if we simply enter into gratitude, it's going to increase our happiness, it's going to increase our energy, our optimism, and our health physically, mentally, and emotionally. Well, the Word of God has told us this in Psalms 100, verse 4, to enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. And that is simply that attitude of gratitude. As we enter into thanksgiving, it's amazing how it literally builds our faith and it helps to increase our joy. And that's the thing I've seen. And there's a really good scripture in Luke 17 about the ten lepers. You remember the 10 lepers? And they had to be so many feet away, and the 10 lepers were calling to Jesus, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. And you think that Jesus would have said, hey, you're healed. But He didn't. He said, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, it says they were healed. They were cleansed. They were cleansed. But only one came back to Jesus and offered thanksgiving and gratitude. And Jesus asked three questions. He says, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the other 9? He says, was there not any other person that came to give glory to God except for this foreigner? See, the one who came back was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans were despised by the Jews. Now, an interesting thing with leprosy, if you know about the disease, the disease will literally destroy body parts. It'll destroy, the nose will cave in, the lips will fall off, the fingers will fall off, the toes will fall off. Just, it's a very disfiguring disease. But Jesus said, it's interesting, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Well, His faith didn't make, the faith was He had turned and He went to show His, but it wasn't that faith. It was His faith of gratitude. And this is what I want the church to understand. When you enter into an attitude of gratitude, even when you're sick, it literally is calling those things that be not as though they are. And then that's the faith that literally is going to move God. Because when He came back and offered gratitude, it was His faith that made Him whole. Now, the other 9 were cleansed. But there was one that was made whole. Now, that one that was made whole, I imagine his fingers probably grew back, his toes grew back, his nose grew back, his lips grew back, and he was made whole. And so that's what the Lord wants us to do, is enter into that attitude of gratitude. Now, it's interesting, the scripture says, in all things, give thanks. Mm-hmm. Now, and what I find...
James even says, in the book of James, even count it all joy when you come into trials, tribulations. Right. Count it all joy.
Absolutely.
You're not exactly happy about that, but we have an opportunity. I kind of see it as the mountain climber who says, I've got an opportunity to climb that peak.
Right.
I've got an opportunity to overcome this.
Right.
I've got an opportunity to win this race, to win this game. And while you were talking also, my mind's racing. It's very interesting to sit here and talk to a medical doctor who all of the prescriptions coming out of his mouth basically are out of the Word of God.
Absolutely.
In other words, you're saying what the great healer says, what the Creator says, what Father God says, what all wisdom says, and you're just quoting it. Well, while you were quoting it, and we were talking a moment ago about the importance of joy, and then you're building on this joy and this gratitude, it just popped in my mind that there's a lot of discussion today, a lot of debate, even a lot of disagreement about the Holy Spirit. And yet the Bible says we're to be continually filled to overflowing with the Spirit, that we're to live a Spirit-filled life. And the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit, and just take the first three. Mm-hmm. And I would ask you this as a medical doctor. If you just had the first three with your patients, if they could just go on with that, with an overflow of that, love, joy, and peace.
Amen.
What would that do for their health?
Oh, my goodness. They'll walk in divine health. It's interesting that, again, when you have that joy... Now, let me just tell you something that most people don't realize. Three of the most famous people in this country, Bob Hope, George Burns, and Red Skelton, all lived to be 100. They were centenarians, but they weren't health nuts. In fact, George Burns broke almost every rule in the book
except for one. Did he actually smoke that cigar?
He smoked it. Yeah. He inhaled.
That doesn't mean you're getting the permit. If you just laugh a lot, you can smoke a cigar.
And he drank a lot of martinis, and he stayed up late, and he also chased a whole lot of women. But the thing he did do, and what they all did, is they laughed. And what I like to tell people is...
It overcomes a multitude of problems, is what
absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely. And what it
you're
does...
You're not recommending those problems.
No,
you're not recommending
at all.
Those practices,
not at
those
all.
Issues. Don't even get that point for a moment.
Right.
What he's trying to say is when we're talking about prescribing, what the Bible says will impact you, and since we're talking about heaven and health, the power and the joy, the manifest presence of heaven's power on earth, in us now, when you're talking about that, this power is so great that it overcomes a multitude of problems, many issues. That's what I hear you say.
Amen. And it's interesting, Jesus said in John 15, He said to His disciples, I've told you these things that My joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Another translation says overflow. And we're supposed to have our joy full every single day. And what things did He tell them? You simply back up a few verses and He says simply, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in Me and I abide in you, He says you will bear much fruit. But the fruit you'll bear is you'll bear much joy fruit. And see, the world will see us not just by our love, but by our joy. With this fruit of the Spirit that we have, not only will we feel better, not only will we achieve not just health, but just supernatural health, but also we will be great witnesses to the world because they'll say, hey, what are you doing? Are you drunk with wine? No, we're not. We're full of the joy of the Lord. It's our strength.
And with that joy comes God's peace.
Amen.
And that is hard for people to explain away, too.
Absolutely. I see, Betty, I see so many Christians that are on antidepressants and anti-anxiety agents and sleep meds and pain meds. And I see so many Christians going through divorce. If they would just belly laugh together, couples, it's amazing how belly laughter creates and restores relationships.
And you know, I don't hear you saying, and I really want to be sure because, you know, a lot of times, I think sometimes we feel like we may be the only opportunity for God to touch you, for you to touch someone that might represent God to you or love you the way God says that He loves you. So when He was talking about being on some kind of medication for a don't go on some guilt trip. Because you find yourself right now taking something that's prescribed, this right. doctor prescribes
absolutely.
Very necessary things. And many times, doctor, we do need something to balance even the chemistry in our body. And that's why God has given us so many miraculous things that we find how many things
absolutely.
That we find from a root or a plant mm-hmm. or a fruit that has incredible healing factors and possibilities and powers. And so when you hear that, please do not overreact.
Right.
And say, well, I guess if I just trust God, I just go throw all this stuff in the trash. That's not what anybody's talking about. What he's saying is something can happen inside of us that is so wonderful, miraculous, and supernatural, yet really natural, like a belly laugh, that will move you toward health. And that's precisely what God wants to do.
Absolutely right. And that's, we have to start practicing that. And that is so important. I see when people belly laugh, it literally shifts you from the stress response to the relaxation response, and they fall asleep so well, and they sleep so deep, and they wake up so refreshed.
And I don't want any of you to miss the opportunity of getting what Dr. Colbert shares in depth. We have just touched on the aspects of joy. He's given us one fun expression that we showed you, the Tim Conway clip and the other, to show you what he was talking about. You can have that joy. God wants you to have it. It's important to your health. But then he explains all that it does, why it's important, and the total change that comes. And then he touches on the other areas that are important. How do you deal with stress? How do we deal with that? How do we deal with depression? How do we deal with all of the attacks? He talks about how we should eat. And you know how he does that? What would Jesus eat? You know, when he was on Dr. Oz, Dr. Oz was amazed. Dr. Oz said, just think, Jesus knew all of this. Isn't this amazing? Well, isn't that amazing, Dr. Oz, that Jesus knew how to eat? And that even in the Bible, we were taught a long time before that, but Jesus understood it. And let me tell you what he does. He explains exactly what the best diet looks like. Get the series. Listen to someone who understood a total breakdown. Talk about how you find the overcoming power of God, Sheila Walsh. Listen to Robert Morris teach on what it means to be healed body and soul. These teachings, Beth Moore has a teaching on affliction, what it does and how we can overcome. We'll also be sending you Don Colbert's book. Dr. Colbert wrote The Seven Pillars of Health, The Natural Way to Health for Life. And we want you to get these materials. You can get them in CDs or DVD. We ask you not to purchase one of these products that we offer to help you grow, but we ask you to help us help others. Right now, we're committed to build a huge food factory in India, the first one we've built outside the continent of Africa. There in that nation of 1 billion people, do you know there's where more malnourished children are than even in Africa? We're going to invest, by the grace of God, $2.4 million to build a food factory and to begin taking care of thousands and thousands of malnourished children. If you will make a gift, any gift, to help us do that and feed those children, we will send you the CD series. If you'll make a gift of $120 or more, we'll send you Dr. Colbert's book, the CDs and DVDs, the bonus tape, and we'll say thank you. You'll be helping us feed 5,000 children. If you'll make a gift of $1,200 or more, you'll help us care for 50,000 children. We want to send you the beautiful glass sculpture. And this is absolutely beautiful. Little children like this, reaching out to bless or to be blessed. This reflects the light, and we are the light of the world. And I want to remind you that you can make those special year-end gifts right now, and a $1,200 gift would sure go a long way in many ways. You can make that beginning of the year gift too. Ask for the series, use your bank card to make the gift or write a check or go online, and we'll be more than happy to send you these items that will bless you, experience heaven right now, and have the health I think your heart longs for. Thank you so much for making the call. Thank you for helping us share life with others.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation, all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, LIFE will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge, with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the Food Factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series, along with the booklet, Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing. With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, Seven Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable Life to produce 50,000 meals, and you may request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. We must move forward immediately, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So Doctor, tell me, just looking at the people living like this, amidst the garbage, right on the street, what are they faced with as far as, you know, nutritionally and...
What do you see? This is the real Bombay. And children do not have anything. Whatever food that this child is holding right now that you see, this must be happening like something very rarely that she gets. Somebody must have offered her this food.
Yes.
Okay? So they do not have any food. Whatever they get is whatever they pick up over here. Something
that
is lying
find,
down.
They just,
whatever they find. And if you see that child, that's a typical child of malnourishment. She's got a severe protein deficiency. And most of the children's hair color that you see over here is of extreme protein deficiency.
We need your help. We need your help. Pick up that phone. For thousands and thousands of kids, it'll provide nutrition. Go to your phone right now.
I've had many people who have listened to what's been shared tell us, and as a matter of fact, Sheila Walsh said, after having tremendous battles herself, she said, I think this series, this teaching, is the most important that I've ever even known of in order to totally change the way people feel and the way they live, how they live. God wants to bless us. Why would he talk about healing? Why would Jesus be known as the great healer if healing and health wasn't important? And why would God tell us that our body's his temple if it wasn't important for us to give earnest attention to care for? Please get the material. Would you express thanks to Dr. Colbert for sharing with us today? Don, thank you so much. We really love you. And I really enjoyed those belly laughs.
I'm ready for some more. I love belly laughs.
Thank you. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today and learn about how they can have heaven and health right here.
Tomorrow, join James and Betty as they look back and enjoy a classic Christmas moment. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.